A wedding underway at that very moment. Then the usual visits to the hospitals. She fussed around the desk, found the simple questionnaire she was looking for, and said, "Okay, I'll take some basic information and we'll see what can be done." Her pen was ready. "Thank you," he said, bowing slightly. "Name?" "Travis Boyette." He instinctively spelled his last name for her. "Date of birth, October 10, 1963. Place, Joplin, Missouri. Age, 44. Single, divorced, no children. No address, no place of employment, no prospects." Dana absorbed this as her pen frantically searched for the proper blanks to be filled. His response created far more questions than her little form was designed to accommodate. "Okay, about the address," she said, still writing. "Where are you staying these days?"
"These days I'm the property of the Kansas Department of Corrections. I'm assigned to a halfway house on 17th Street, a few blocks from here. I'm in the process of being released. Re-entry, as they like to call it. A few months in a halfway house here in Topeka, then I'm a free man with nothing to look forward to but parole for the rest of my life." The pen stopped moving, but Dana stared at it anyway.